This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with members of my DJV crew, I guess I was going to say. The DJV program. Right. See, Victoria, you've got me tripping over myself because you've made me so self-conscious about the word program.
And oh, jeez.
Go ahead.
You can use it.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off this week. We are here to go through the top 10 stories of the week, according to the listing at Talkers Magazine. And you'll find that at talkers.com. You can also find the list every week on our social media and on the website djbshow.com. Let's go through the story list. There are people associated with the story list, although I must say some of the stuff is somewhat repetitive. So let's try to spend our time, ladies, on the newer things that are on the list this week. For example, Dave Chappelle has it number 10. Is this another made-up controversy based on the cancel culture, political correctness? Nobody seems to be able to say anything. We were talking about the teacher. Where was it, Jay, that was wearing the headdress? Where was that?
That was in Riverside, California.
Riverside, California. Yeah, the home of political correctness. Good heavens. How in the world could she have thought of that? So anyway, all that whole political correctness, cancel culture stuff, I guess Chappelle is the poster boy this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real story in the sense that there are some workers who walked out and protested at Netflix for allowing that to, or allowing his comments to, you know, I guess go unchecked in that comedy special. It's not necessarily about Dave Chappelle. It's really more about the way Netflix chose to handle it, which, you know, Ted Sarandos said that, you know, he regrets the way it was handled. It was a big mess, and it didn't look good for Netflix at all. And the other irony is, which is a lot of people are pointing out, Dave Chappelle, who is railing against cancel culture, you know, he's allowed to go forward and have his anti-trans comments, and they're pretty cruel. And I'm a Dave Chappelle fan, but, you know, some of the stuff he said was pretty cruel. And yet the trans people who work for Netflix who protested this, who said, like, this isn't okay that the company I work for is putting this kind of stuff out, they were the ones who got fired. So they were the ones who got canceled. So it's kind of like, it's a big mess. It really is. It's a big, big
mess.
But
what creates this big mess? What is there about people? I get that there are some things that are offensive, that maybe when people of good faith and honor, when they say things, they think, oh, she wish I hadn't said that. But then the other side of it is everybody is so critical. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. At some point, we're not going to be able to talk about anything or talk about anybody or have a focus on anything because it'll all be verboten because it's politically incorrect. You can see the world shrinking when it comes to opportunities to actually really converse on issues because they get eliminated by some imaginary, some focus that's out there in the ethos that says, ooh, this is bad.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that in some cases where that does close off the opportunity for dialogue, and I think that's a
problem.
You're
not going to stop it by just saying you can't talk about it. And as a matter of fact, I think that you can make an argument that a lot of the upset, a lot of the de rigueur, a lot of the people that are making trouble are doing it because they feel like they've been shut down, that they can't express themselves, at least openly, so they get antisocial. You know, there are a lot of the anger, a lot of angry people in the world, and part of it, whether it's real in our minds or not, it's real in their minds, and they're angry. And so a lot of the stuff, you know, you could argue that the September 6th thing, in part, is because of the cancel culture.
January 6th.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. But I know what you meant. Yeah, January 6th.
Yeah, January 6th. Yeah. So anyway. All right, so that's the Chappelle story. Number nine, By the way, do you have any, there's lots of stuff trending with regard to Chappelle, Jay. Anything that's out of the ordinary, or is it all pretty much on the two sides? One side, he should be able to say what he wants. The other side, oh, that's horrible. That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, you have defending both sides. Of course, Chappelle's a comedian, and he makes fun of everybody, and his jokes are designed to get people talking and thinking about certain
exactly.
things in the news.
Yep.
And he
mm-hmm.
did just that. Although
yep.
you have other people who are like, especially members of the LGBT community, who sometimes they just want to kiss whoever they're with in public, and you still have the heterosexual community who are like, why are you shoving it in our face?
That yeah, all that
agenda
crap.
And it's like, no, yeah, and it's like, people are just acting the same way that other people act when they love somebody.
All right, number nine, our relationship with China and what's happening. Maybe the best example of what's going on in terms of our direct relationship with China this week, Victoria, is that movement by the chip maker to move its build plants here, in fact, and to make chips here to compete with some of the Chinese companies that are doing, obviously they're not doing enough because we find a shortage of chips by the billions. The automobile industry is a perfect example of something that really hasn't moved ahead yet. You can't find a car lot that has many new cars or trucks on it these
yeah.
days still.
And
this
yeah.
is, once again, we're not holding the Chinese responsible for the debacle that came out of Wuhan. This is just another example. And so I'm very supportive of something like this because I think all this stuff needs to be moved back here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, and Micron makes an interesting point that the reason that we're in this supply chain crisis, and I think it's fair to call it a crisis, when you look around at car dealerships, there's a Mercedes-Benz car dealership where the extra lot, the lot where they park all the extras,
the overflow lot.
I drive by it every
empty.
Day, and it's normally completely full, like full, and it's completely empty now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and I have never seen anything like that. So anyway, Micron makes the point, and they are correct, that concentration in one area is the real issue here. And that's why we're in this supply chain issue. If we had other alternatives, if we could go to Canada, if we could go to Mexico, if we had more, you know, chip plants in America, we wouldn't have this issue. And that's a big problem. So I think Micron makes a really good point. They are diversifying into Japan and Singapore, and so not necessarily just China, Taiwan, and Korea, which is really where the concentration of chips are made right now. So I hope that the U.S. government has enough foresight to see, like, we need to invest in these companies. It does cost
yeah.
money. I know Republicans are all anti-spend, but sometimes you really do have to invest
well,
in something for the long run.
Yeah, but there's a limit. How much spending can we do on some of these things? And I'm back to my original toot here about waste, fraud, corruption, the abuse of the system, the billions, trillions of dollars that are wasted every year in government procurement, sweetheart deals, no-bid contracts, all of that stuff. And that plays into it. So we take that money that we're now wasting and apply it to incentivizing people to come back here. The tax code is another another way of incentivizing businesses to establish themselves here with new plants and new employees. And then there'll be those people who say, well, we haven't got enough people to do the jobs we've got now. How can we bring more? I can hear that argument. Somebody's going to come up with, we can't afford to encourage them because we don't, where is the labor going to come from? We're going to let all the illegals in to work in these plants. Yada, yada. Okay. Number eight this week is a focus on race relations. And I want to take a different tact here, ladies. That is the approach that the state, or not the state, was it the state? Now I'm going back to remembering the story about Japanese Americans getting degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a private college or was that a public
private
school?
USC.
Private. USC, that's right.
Yeah, the public colleges had already done that a while ago. So they're
right.
kind of late, but they're doing it now.
Well, they're doing it, and so that's a recognition factor, I guess, as much as anything else. The passing of Colin Powell, number seven. We'll talk about that in just a moment here.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. Not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, number seven, passing of what most people on either side of the aisle consider to be one of the great American leaders of our time, Colin Powell, passing away. There was controversy because at first people thought, well, it was COVID. He got COVID, but he had all the shots. He also had some other complications. He had blood cancer, and he also had Parkinson's, I think, ladies, didn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, this was just a complication. 84 years old, certainly pretty active up until the last couple of years, always thought of as someone who thought things through. I had intelligent comments. People listened to him as well they ought to because he was a moderate voice for both parties. And this kind of philosophical thinking is rare today. The guy accomplished great things in his life, didn't he, when you look at it, where he came from?
Yeah, I think he was very honest, and I think he was very human about the mistakes that, you know, he was a part of or decisions that he regretted. I think that... Yeah,
Mostly going into Iraq.
Sure. Yeah, and I think a lot of people have. I hope a lot of people have a lot of respect for him. He mm-hmm. was a trailblazer as well.
Yeah, that's
and
a good word for him.
Trailblazer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number six, the situation with immigration. I thought it was pretty interesting this week that the Pentagon says about half of the Afghan evacuees are children. They're all on American bases, temporarily housed there. What does it mean, temporarily?
Well, they don't know where they're going to go, I guess, or they're figuring that out.
Yeah. So a lot of challenges here with the resettlement effort of Afghanistanis. 34% of the population adult men, 22% adult women, and then the rest of them are all children. There's, according to the Department of Defense, what, 55,000 people from Afghanistan wandering around the country at some point?
They're not wandering.
They're on bases, right?
Yeah, they're not wandering around the country, yeah.
Mm. Well, are they, so what are we going to do with them?
I don't know. We did talk about on the DJV show a couple weeks ago, we talked about how major corporations, Walmart, Amazon, I forget who the other, there was another big one, had pledged to hire them. Because they need, I mean, first of all, that's advantageous to the major corporations who need the help as well. So, and it gives them, you know, they're no longer refugees if they're employed.
That's very true. Okay. Trending items coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, 21 past the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
After the hour now here on the DJV program. Well, it's the DJV overview. It's the companion piece that goes with the official talk radio countdown show heard around the country. It's a two-hour presentation. Michael Harrison is in 1 hour. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And then I gather around my co-workers, co-hosts from the DJV program to work through the issues and the stories themselves, much as other talk radio hosts would do as we get to the end of the week. So Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner, following the comments on social media, number one on this list, people's thoughts of when you look at crime and violence, number five this week on the countdown. The Philadelphia train rape is right up there on the top of the list. What are people saying about this situation?
It's a horrible situation. So the chief of police originally said that it was a packed train, bystanders stood by and watched, some even grabbing at their cell phones, where the prosecutor, the district attorney, says that there's no proof that anybody grabbed their phones, and video footage from the train itself shows that people were coming on and off the train. They may not have known what they were witnessing. On DJ, yeah.
How do you look at something like that and not know what's going on?
That's what I was questioning, too. Yeah, how would you not know that's happening? Or did some people think that it was a consensual situation, maybe? Who knows?
Having sex on a train, even that. People, I cannot believe a word from anybody who says nobody had a phone out taking. People take a video of a cockroach crossing the road, for God's sakes. They're not going to take a picture of this or take a video of this? I don't believe a word of that. Do you?
That's why the police are asking for anybody who is on the train, any witnesses, to step forward. It's not against the law to see a crime and not report it. You can, come forward if you do have video. They do have somebody's phone. They have one person's phone that had some footage. They have the footage from the train itself. But people on DJV's show socials, Mike Zadra says someone should have manned up and done something about this.
Hello. Yeah.
Laura Blankenship tweeted, the question many have is, why was the initial reaction for bystanders to grab their phones, if that happens to be true, if that was the case? Yeah. Caribou 242 asks, how a rape could even happen in public like this in America and no one do anything?
That's the question. Yep, that really is the question. Okay, up next on social media, the booster shot. Yes, no, maybe. Jab. Let's jab. Let's. It's gibberish about jabbing. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, mix and match. Should it be done? Would you do it? Jane Matthews says when her husband had his booster, they asked if she was getting one too, and she had said she had the other vaccine. And then they said, well, Moderna and Pfizer are the same.
Who said that?
The pharmacist, I guess?
The pharmacist, the people who were giving her husband the booster.
Huh?
Well, it's the same type. Yeah, I mean, it is.
The mRNA.
Same type, so.
Yeah.
And that's
all right, what are the comments?
Mix and match. Ted Seraph pokes fun at mixing shots, recalling being at parties in college where everyone brought whatever drugs they had on them and would put them in a bowl and people would grab and eat them like gummy bears, following it up with only a dummy would do that. Where did you go to college, sir?
Yeah.
That was not my college
experience.
Wasn't
going on at my college. All right, what other comments have you got from folks that are listening?
Mark Ebner also tweeted that information is going to continue to change as time passes and more testing is able to be done. Clearly, testing went well with subjects mixing the vaccines, so now they're telling us it's okay.
See, that's the thing with me. There's so much contradictory information, nobody knows what to believe. And the people who are apologists say, well, this is the first time I've done this, looking at this. Okay, that's, I get that. But then why be so resolute, the CDC saying, this is what you must do, when in fact they make themselves a laughingstock by changing what they tell people they must do a week or two later?
Well, and it's always scary when they change it back. You know, maybe they found new information. We can mix these shots. But what if down the road they're like, nope, that was a wrong call. Further down the road,
I think you got J&J, stick with what you got before. If you got Pfizer, get a Pfizer booster. If you got Moderna, get the Moderna booster.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a vast number of Democrats leading the January 6th commission, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on One America News says the whole January 6th commission is all about politics and Democrats selling propaganda. Mr. Meadows says President Trump ordered 10,000 National Guardsmen for January 6th. That was declined by D.C. Mayor Democrat Muriel Bowser.
He had requested as many as 10,000 National Guard troops to be there prior to January 6th. He reiterated that with me, with the Secretary of Defense, with others on his national security team.
The attorney for the Laundrie family says the remains found Wednesday are those of Brian Laundrie. Dental records were used to make the match. Rick Stafford, the attorney representing Gabby Petito's family, said the family would not be making any statements at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As President Biden is losing patience with some Americans not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, one lawmaker is saying this is America and Americans must retain the right to choose. Oklahoma Senator Republican James Lankford on Newsmax is a member of the Homeland Security Committee.
Because they're American people, they're not Chinese citizens, they're American citizens. That's the most basic principle. We as Americans get the opportunity to be able to choose. There is a risk if you take the vaccine. There are some individuals, very small number, that have a very bad negative reaction to it. There are also individuals that get COVID that have very bad reactions to COVID, some even leading to death. So every single family, every individual has got to know their own medical history, where their greatest risk is in getting COVID or taking the vaccine. That is an American free decision to be able to make. And what Biden is trying to do with his September the 9th speech is to say, I'm losing patience with the American people. Everyone has to do it my way. That's something President Xi would say in China. That's not something we want the President of the United States to be able to say. And he's putting a situation in place where literally frontline workers, people that laid their life on the line to be able to protect their fellow American citizens, are now going to be fired by the President of the United States because they're not doing what he wants when he wants them to do it.
Actor Alec Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer and injured a director when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. Local detectives are investigating how and what type of projectile was discharged. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Overview now, 34 past the hour, of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here this week with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner going through the charts and the people list. We're just going to go through the people list and then go back to the story list. Chappelle is at 10. Colin Powell is at 9. Zuckerberg, 8. Dennis Prager and Dan Bongino. I'm going to save that conversation for when Michael Harrison is here. Two talk radio hosts who are involving themselves in the COVID debate in rare and different ways, if you will. So, number six, Liz Cheney and Steve Bannon. So how is there a connection? Cheney is not going along with the usual Republican thinking, and Bannon is in the crosshairs of the Democrats because he refuses to testify before some committee investigating. Is it just January 6th, or is it like the whole, they just want to get him? I think that's closer. The latter is closer to what the reality is. But he's thumbing his nose at them. And where's Cheney and all of that? Is there a connection? Because I didn't see it this week, if there was.
I'm assuming that she's still on the committee, right? So
yeah,
that would be her connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically what her connection would be to Steve Bannon, except that they've all agreed to, you know, the House voted to hold him in contempt. So now it goes to the Department of Justice to see if they're actually going to move forward with criminal contempt.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was
does anybody really care, though? I mean, this is...
I feel like, well, I mean, you know, I know that you've been sort of tired of it, but, you know, at this point, the same people, if they're going to run again, if Trump's going to run again in 2024, then I would want full transparency. What exactly happened? I mean, there are other members of the House who are now contradicting their stories that they were on the phone with Trump. Jim Jordan is one of them. He keeps saying, well, you know, I was on the phone with Trump and Trump, you know, was telling us to, you know, take cover or whatever. And then he said, you know, and then he changed the story. Well, I don't remember if it was before the insurrection or if it wasn't. It's just, I don't know. There's just so much shadiness going on.
There's plenty of that shady stuff going on. All right. And speaking of shady, Pelosi is on the list. She's very shady as far as I'm concerned. Trump. I don't quite get the impact of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, number two and number three this week on the people list. It seems to be the same. It's kind
of stuff. Well, it's the passing of the infrastructure bill. I mean, it all comes down to the two of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Kyrsten Sinema, as she, you know, claims to be a Democrat, well, people on the left are not happy with her because she's not even in favor of things that the Democratic Party wants. And so it's kind of like, well, why are you here? And Joe Manchin has had that question tossed at him forever.
Well, why do you have to have think? Why does it have to be?
Well, because she's supposed to represent the party. The party.
She's supposed to represent the people in Arizona who elected her.
The party of the people in Arizona are very unhappy with her.
That's not what I see. I see a lot of people in Arizona that like her. That's why she's doing what she's doing, because most people
backlash, and there are plenty of people in Arizona who are Democrats who are not happy with her. So,
but see, the whole issue of that and think, and if you're a Democrat, you have to think this way, and if you're a Republican, all the blue dog Democrats down south, they're as flexible and pliable. They're just as not as noisy about it as Manchin is. There are plenty of blue dog Democrats who are not going along with this either. Why do you think they don't have 100% concurrence with most of this stuff? As these people know,
well,
if they're elected in the South.
The moderates are going along with this. This is the super progressives who are still pushing for more and more and more.
Wow.
And then you've got Manchin and Sinema on the other side. Everyone else in the middle is on board with this. So it's really, this is a fringe argument at this point.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of fringe elements that are in the conversational focus. So that takes care of the people list. Number four on the story list is a focus on Facebook and social media regulation, security, and at the top of the list is this boob Zuckerberg. So, but is he going to be able to control the situation, or will he be knocked down a few pegs by legislation?
That is a good question.
That's the question, right?
I mean,
no one has an answer to that, so, yeah, we don't know.
Well, does he need to be knocked down a peg or two?
Well, I think a lot of people would agree on that, for sure.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
I think that's the circumstance. Okay, to have or not to have, that is the question. Number three this weekend, I think I said this earlier, sort of represents an interesting change where COVID has been on the top of the story list pretty much every week. Last week, I think, last couple of weeks, been at number two. But if you go back to March of 2020 and subsequent every week as we go through these charts, the number one issue and number one story has been the COVID thing, and it's not now. So does that represent the fact that we are now kind of either beyond the heightened peak interest and the fear-based thinking and all the stuff with the masks and the shots and this sort of thing? Or is it just that these other things, January 6th and the budget and infrastructure stuff, is more important? What do we think?
Well, it does kind of seem like And for terms of COVID, even though there's still new news coming and new developments, it's at a slower pace than before. Whereas, like, okay, now this is new information we found. Now we need this. Now there are new variants. It does seem like the information wheel has slowed a little bit.
In my conversations, my daily conversations with family and friends, you know, COVID is still, it's very much a part of life. And the booster shots are now the thing. Because, I'm booking an appointment for my husband and me to get our boosters because we're third 6 shot. Months now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, trying to figure out, my parents have gotten Moderna. They've been waiting for guidance on Moderna. They're at 8 months now, practically. So, yeah, I mean, this is still, it may not be the top of what everyone's talking about, but in real life, it is.
In the conversations you're having with your friends, Victoria, are they the same? This is just, I'm curious. Are they the same conversations, or is it anything new that you guys talk about?
In terms of what?
COVID.
Well, I don't know. It's the same conversation. We're talking about boosters now, and it's still, you know, the upcoming holidays. What are we doing for Thanksgiving? What is Christmas going to happen? I mean, those are all the things that, you know, that we're trying to plan for, but, you know, that's still over a month away, so we don't really know.
Well, it's still over a month away. I feel like it's going to be here before we know it. Yeah, the conversations I'm having with a lot of people, it's pretty much the same thing about the vaccines. Get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. Wear a mask or not wear a mask.
I don't know anybody. I have no conversations about am I going to get it or not. I mean, that's, you know, our co-host Jen is the only person I know who's unvaccinated in my circle. So I don't, yeah, that's not a conversation we're having. Everybody's erring on the side of caution, and we have a lot of doctors in our group and extended family, and everybody's, you know, definitely very pro-vax, so that's not a conversation we're having. But
that's great.
All right, so here's the vaccine advisory group working for the Center for Disease Control voting to recommend booster doses of both either Moderna or Pfizer if you've had a J&J shot the first time around.
Yeah, so that's the biggest news, I think, of the week is obviously J&J wants everybody to get another shot of their vaccine stuff because they want the money. But no, the truth is, if you have J&J, get one Moderna or get a Pfizer. That combination has shown very good results in all of the data that they have so far.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they. Okay, so before we get to number one and maybe a little more conversation about money and the budget and the Fed and all of that stuff, I think that there are a lot of people, the climate change thing always seems to work its way in as a secondary discussion, and this week is no different than anything else. At number six, there's a climate change focus. I see that the official U.S. forecast from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says the coming winter may be warmer. This is exactly in contrast to what the Farmer's Almanac has said, that it's going to be a sucky winter.
Yeah,
and so
this is the La Nina thing that has actually developed now. Because you know how you've asked us, is it El Nino or La Nina? Yeah, it's La Nina for sure now. Mm-hmm. And so, but this is really good news because, you know, as we know, heating costs are going to be really high this winter. So this is good news for people. If you're going to have a milder winter, then your heating bills, because the price of oil and natural gas are really high. And so this is good news for people's bank accounts.
So for those of you who are around the country wondering, drier than normal winter forecast for the southern region, wetter than normal winter for the Pacific Northwest, which is certainly where they need the rain, and the Rockies. Let's see here. Cooler and wetter conditions forecast across portions of the northern tier. Warmer and drier conditions for much of the southern tier. Let's see here. The entire southern half of the country and Midwest, like Ohio, the Ohio Valley in those areas, forecast to have warmer than average temperatures and not as much snow, it would seem.
I'm
not going to be here, so it may be nervous to me, other than getting back and forth. But what it doesn't, if it's not really cold for at least 10 days to 2 weeks, I mean cold, 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 it doesn't get at the bugs. The bugs survive. If the winter is warmer, the bugs in the ground survive. So ticks and that ilk which are killed by a good hard freeze. If we don't have a good hard freeze, then, I mean, it's great for construction, it's great for keeping business going, but on the farm, we like to get rid of all the bugs, and the bugs go away if the ground freezes like 3-4 feet deep and is hardly, you know, just that's the way it is. But as Victoria pointed out, things are getting very expensive with regard to petroleum products, natural gas, which has long been the cheapest, not so much anymore. Oil is going up. Look at the cost of gasoline when you're filling up your car, all of that stuff, which is part of the discussion and debate about the entire inflation, the situation we find ourselves in economically, which we'll talk about in a moment here on The Countdown.
The pandemic has caused a seismic shift in the way we all shop for goods and services, and this means businesses serving their customers in this changing world are having to adapt in order to survive. Joanna Milliken, Chief Executive of Amarsys, has this advice for American business owners and managers.
We at Amarsys have many tips for businesses to take advantage of this time of year and the opportunities that present themselves. As you have more customer traffic visiting your site and your stores than ever before, our customers, through a survey that we did in our Power to the Marketer campaign, 91% of them told us that they are really trying to get to understand their customer more. So what a perfect time of year to do that. With Black Friday and the holiday season coming up, make sure your welcome campaigns are refreshed. Make sure you've got every interaction is also a way to capture some first-party data and drive your customers to your loyalty program. I think is super important because you'll be sending more campaigns and more messages than ever before, and Marsys will be here to support you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so the number one item here, inflation, money supplies. The Fed announced a lot of changes to its rules regulating the financial activities because of the trading practices of some people in the government.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time.
I mean, this happens on both sides of the aisle. You know, our government officials are privy to information that the public is not. How is that not insider trading?
Hello.
It is.
Ding, ding, ding.
So finally the Fed is doing something about it.
Yeah, right. It should. It's. I mean, the corruption, this is back to what I was talking about. I always talk about it with regard to the budget, corruption, and the things that the sweetheart deals, fraud, abuse, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But this is really abusive.
Yep.
And people don't, you know, the news media is complicit because it doesn't report on these things. The only place I saw this was in the Wall Street Journal. Did you see anywhere else? I didn't see it in the New York Times. Didn't see it in the LA Times. Didn't see it in the Boston Globe. Didn't see it in the Washington Post. Didn't see it in any of the Chicago
Tribune.
I
think I did see it in the Post. I saw it on Axios. Yeah. I mean, I read a lot of the financial stuff anyway, and then that tends to trickle down to CNBC and other, AP news.
So you can manage your vast millions in terms of investment.
Yes.
Right. Applause there for Victoria.
Thanks for the laugh.
You're welcome. Victoria and Jay with Doug here at 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Airline.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour, time for us to focus on your car. With a little car talk. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com to investigate what's going on in the car business. What the heck is going on? When you can get kind of, I'm going to tell a story about the this fellow is my friend and works with me. What he did with his Subaru, I'll tell you that story after. We picture the future, no longer electric vehicles set to, are they, rule the road, but are you ready for that? That's the question. As a consumer, are you ready for the onslaught of electric vehicles? Andy Solomon has something to think about.
Many car shoppers are focused on the latest fuel-efficient technology, yet adoption to electric vehicles, or EVs, have been slower than anticipated until now. The EV landscape has gotten much more diverse just in the past year, with most automakers introducing an EV or hybrid model. Executive editor for AutoTrader, Brian Moody.
At the Electrify Expo, attendees got a sneak peek at automaker Kia's all-new 2022 EV6 crossover. This is Kia's first dedicated battery electric vehicle, or BEV, meaning rather than taking a gasoline-powered car and converting it for electric, this car was purposely built on an all-electric powertrain.
But the question remains, are car buyers ready to make the switch to electric?
Early EV models were short on power, both from a charge and acceleration standpoint. But today's electric vehicles are just as powerful as traditional gasoline-powered models.
To learn more, visit kia.com.
All right, so my pal Bob has a new Subaru, and he traded in his old Subaru, got lots of money for trading it in, and this does sort of epitomize what you're hearing and seeing everywhere, Nick, doesn't it? You got an old car that's in good shape. If you can find a new one that you like, you'll get plenty of dough out of the old one. That's pretty much the rule of thumb, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, remember, they get bonuses from the car companies for the more cars they sell. So you sell 10, you know, 20, 30, the amount that you pay for that goes down for the volume you sell. So they can make money that way.
Making money. That's what America is all about, right?
Sure. Yes.
Now, he tells me that 50% of the parts in this car came from our country or Canada. 35% were manufactured in Japan. The remaining 15% elsewhere. But it's put together, even though it's a Japanese company, they have an assembly plant in Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes, so they do. That's where a lot of Subarus are made.
Can we consider it an American car now?
Well, you debate what we debate all the time. You have to really there are tables out there that show you how American cars are. And in fact, it's Toyotas that usually are the most American-made cars. A lot of times the cars we think are American-made, like Jeeps and Fords and GM cars, and more of them are made outside, made outside of America. But the parts tend to be, you know, the screens and things like that, you know, the chip will come from Malaysia and the glass will come from China. And when that's what they call elsewhere, because when you put them together, it's so many different places the bits are come from. You can't say that they come from one country. They come from 25 different countries. So that's what they call the elsewhere.
Yeah. All right. I see that there are a lot of people who are being surveyed on new technology in cars, how important it is or it isn't. Is this a way to get them out of the chip thing so that people, I don't need the other gadget?
The thing is, don't worry. I think this is good, by the way, Doug, because don't waste your time putting stuff in cars that people don't want. Right. If people don't want the stuff in the cars, don't put it in. So one of the things that we've started to discover is people hate the gesture control. I do too, by the way. The gesture control. So some cars have things called gesture control, and it's where you wave your hand this direction and the volume goes up, and you wave your hand that direction and it goes down. Well, and you don't want to know it either, because nobody's using it. They're finding out that people just aren't using it when they put it in cars. But other things that people really use and put in cars, the automakers want to know this, because why make something and put it in the car if nobody wants to use it? Nobody wants to take part in it, you know? I mean, it's like they took away the volume knob in Hondas for 1 year, and you would think that Honda was going to be set fire to, because users were so upset with them that they had to touch the screen and use a digital volume knob. Well, that taught them a lesson. People like certain things a certain way, and they will use certain things a certain way. People love the digital mirrors where they can see out the back. They love the surround view camera, those type of things.
That's only good to know.
Cars people like.
It's also good to know that the Ford F-Series is most used in horror movies.
Yes, and if your spouse drives one, then you know why.
Uh-oh. I have to keep that in mind. Well, I don't have a spouse, so I have to worry about it. All right, pal, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.